and welcome to Spoilers, this first introduction to the Broom, I'm not sure how you're supposed to say it, and I only live a few miles away from the place, Abraham and Isaac play. Following are some introductory notes and a plain text recording of the dialogue, a plain text being the first cut edit of our full cast audio recording. It has all the text, but no SFX, no Foley, and it's the edit we use to hunt out textual errors, retakes or cuts. So it's not perfect, and we may change the take for the final thing. If you want to just enjoy our production, stop listening now and wait for the release. Or if you're listening in the future, look for the episodes future up in the podcast list. Seriously, this is an exercise that some listeners won't enjoy. If it ain't for you, move on. But if you're still listening, let's enter Spoiler Land.
Spoiler Land.
So, the Broom, Abraham and Isaac play. It's a mystery play without a cycle. Well, sort of. So it dates to around 1470, though all such dates are a little bit dodgy. It is remarkably similar to the Chester play of Abraham and Isaac. So much so, it's fair to say, kind of is the Chester play of Abraham and Isaac, albeit with the opening lopped off, or vice versa. We have actually quite a few Abraham and Isaac plays surviving, and this is one of the best. Feel free to compare and contrast with, well, all the other versions which are available as first look sessions on the podcast or YouTube, should you wish to follow the links in the show notes, for a never-ending series of Daddy Assassin stories. Content warning, if you don't know this story, it's about attempted child murder by a father under the orders of God. It's pretty heavy stuff, and if you have any issues with father-child murdering scenarios, I'd walk away now. It is slightly difficult to deal fairly with a play like this. Its modern parallel is probably in horror. We have a young protagonist who is led by the crazy father to an early grave because of the voices in his father's head. So far, so The Shining. It is quite hard to think back to a world where this play comes from a perfectly reasonable proposition that God would command you to murder your own child, and so you must do it. There is some room in the text to speculate that even in the medieval original staging, that the actions of Abraham are, well, even then, a bit extra. That what the story asks pushes, especially to a Christian, to the edge of what their faith might ask. I mean, why would Christians mark this story as part of their wider exposition of the story of Christ? Now, we will go briefly into the parallels later on. The image of Isaac as an innocent who is sacrificed by his father, and the play plays up the lamb imagery of Christ and the replacement sacrifice for Isaac in the play. And there is a doctor at the end of the play who gives his own spin on what the lesson is that you should take from this story, or at least from this production of this story, and we'll come to all that later. But let's get to grips with the practical dramaturgy. The play is very tight. There are four characters plus playful sheep, and it uses irony again and again and again. It is very, very clever. We begin with Abraham praying to God, because he's a good, God-fearing chap. He prays some stuff that God probably remembers, being God, and it's an early example of, I don't know why I'm telling you this, backstory exposition stuff.
Father of heaven, omnipotent, with all my heart to thee I call. Thou hast given me both land and rent, and my lifeload thou hast me sent. I thank thee highly evermore of all. First of the earth thou madest Adam, and Eve also to be his wife. All other creatures of them too came. And now thou hast grant to me, Abraham, here in this land to lead my life.
So, Abraham's told us his name, which is always a boon to the audio producer. And now things get more personal. He talks of how he was given his beloved son Isaac late in life and says how much he loves him. Irony number one. Pretty much everyone in the audience knows the story. They know where it's going. They know that declaring how much he cares for Isaac is going to make the next half hour really tough. This playwright wants you to feel.
In my age, thou hast granted me this, that this young child with me shall one. I love no thing so much, Iwis, except thine own self, dear father of bliss, as Isaac here, my own sweet son. I have divers children, Mo, the which I love not half so well. This fair, sweet child, he cheers me so, in every place where that I go, that no disease here may I fell.
Not great parenting to declare a favourite, but hey. And further setting up for a fall. Now, twisting the irony dial up further, Abraham asks God to give Isaac a long life.
Therefore, Father of Heaven, I thee pray for his health and also for his grace. Now, Lord, keep him both night and day, that never no disease nor no fray come to my child in no place.
This is really going to come back on Abraham hard. Anyway, prayer done, he calls on Isaac to come with him back home. So has Isaac been with him throughout this, praying or just watching, listening to his father? Has he heard that he's the favourite? If so, more bad marks on the parenting chart there.
Now come on, Isaac, my own sweet child. Go we home and take our rest.
Abraham, my father so mild, to follow you I am full pressed, both early and late.
Come on, sweet child. I love thee best of all the children that ever I beget.
Well, if he hadn't heard earlier, Isaac is in no doubt now. He is definitely the favourite. That irony counter has just gone up to 11, which prompts God to turn up and, well, make the situation worse. We can assume the exit of Abraham and Isaac here, and perhaps some spectacle for God. There are no stage directions, so dealer's choice. Anyway, I'm sure that God, having heard how much love there is in Abraham's heart, is going to reward him with something nice. Look, he's calling for an angel.
Mine angel, fast hie thee thy way, and unto middle earth anon thou go. Abraham's heart now will I assay, whether that he be steadfast or no.
Ooh, he wants to test the love thing. That's not sounding good.
Say I commanded him for to take Isaac, his young son, that he loved so well, and with his blood sacrifice he make, if any of my friendship he will fell. Show him the way unto the hill, where that his sacrifice shall be. I shall assay now his good will, whether he loveth better his child or me. All men shall take example him be. My commandments, how they shall fulfill.
So, God has ordered Isaac to be led up to a hill as a test to see who Abraham loves best. It's a tad needy. I'm not keen on God in these plays, I'll be honest. But look, Abraham, being a devout chap, returns to pray to God a bit more. Irony at play again, as he asks to know what sort of animal he should take up to the sacrificing place on the hilltop.
Now, Father of Heaven, that formed all thing, my prayers I make to thee again. For this day my tender offering here must I give to thee, certain. Ah, Lord God, Almighty King, what manner beast will make thee most fain? If I had thereof very knowing, it should be done with all my main full soon and on. To do thy pleasing on an hill, verily it is my will, dear Father, God alone.
The question, what manner beast is quickly answered, as an angel appears and gives him the good news.
Abraham! Abraham! Will thou rest? Our Lord commanded thee for to take Isaac, thy young son that thou lovest best, and with his blood sacrifice that thou make. Into the land of Vizion thou go, and offer thy child unto thy Lord. I shall thee lead, and show also unto God's hest. Abraham, accord, and follow me upon this green.
And the test begins. Abraham first says he will not refuse to kill his son. And yet, is there any wiggle room?
Welcome to me be my lord's son, and his hest I will not withstand. Yet Isaac, my young son in land, a full dear child to me hath been. I had liefer if God had be pleased, for to have forbore all the good that I have, than Isaac, my son, should be deceased. So God in heaven, my soul mote save. I loved never thing so much in erd, and now I must the child go kill.
So Abraham is not keen. He doesn't want to refuse the orders of the Almighty, but he loves his son. Not as much as God, he quickly adds.
Oh, Lord God, my conscience is strongly stirred. And yet, my dear Lord, I am sore afeard to grouch anything against your will. I love my child as my life. Yet I love my God much more. Though my heart would make any strife, yet will I not spare for child nor wife, but do after my Lord's law.
He's hardening his heart to the act, and goes on his knees to affirm his commitment to infanticide.
Though I love my son never so well, yet smite off his head soon I shall. Ah, Father of Heaven, to thee I kneel, and hard death my son shall fell, for to honour thee, Lord, withal.
The angel is pleased to hear that Abraham is committed, yet he signs off with what I take to be a warning.
Abraham, Abraham, this is well said, and all these commandments look that thou save, but in thy heart be nothing dismayed.
It could be an attempt at comfort, but in thy heart be nothing dismayed, suggests to me a don't change your mind warning, especially as Abraham is extra firm in his final response.
Nay, nay, forsooth, I hold me well paid to please my God with the best that I have. Though my heart be heavily set to see the blood of my own dear son, yet for all this I will not let, but Isaac my son I will go fetch. And come as fast as ever we can.
I assume the angel exits here, having heard the end of Abraham's reply, but they might have left him to it. We similarly don't know when God exited earlier. Did he pass the baton over to the angel and then exit himself? All sorts of questions about precisely who's on and who's off at what point. Is God on at all? He could just be a voice. Now Abraham is alone, and he calls his son to him. The twisting of the emotional heartstrings begins in earnest, and the irony dial is twisted again.
Now, Isaac, my own son dear, where art thou, child? Speak to me.
My fair sweet father, I am here, and make my prayers to the Trinity.
Ah, Isaac is praying to God, to the Trinity, in that odd mash-up of pre-Christian into Christian theology you get in mystery plays. The play continues to twist the knife, as Isaac is not just willing to help his father with the sacrifice, but is really eager.
Rise up, my child, and fast come hither, my gentle bairn that art so wise, for we two, child, must go together and unto my lord make sacrifice.
I am full ready, my father, lo! Even at your hands I stand right here, and whatsoever ye bid me do, it shall be done with glad cheer, full, well and fine.
Isaac doesn't just go happily to the task. His father even gives him the firewood to carry for the burning of the sacrifice.
Ah, Isaac, my own son so dear. God's blessing I give thee and mine. Hold this faggot upon thy back, and here myself shall fire bring.
Father, all this here will I pack. I am full fain to do your bidding.
Now Abraham acknowledges the effect that Isaac's cheerfulness and Abraham's actions is having on him.
Ah, oh, Lord of heaven, my hands I wring. This child's words all to wound my heart.
Good. Good, you might think. Good. Of course, for the original audience, the response aimed at is sympathy. Abraham is trapped in a double bind. He must go on.
Now, Isaac's son, go we our way onto yon mount with all our main.
Go we, my dear father, as fast as I may. To follow you I am full fain, although I be slender.
Here they travel. We don't know how literal this travel is. Would they have literally moved, which is a big feature of some medieval drama, or is this walking-on-the-spot action-type thing? Again, depends on the size of your stage, your ability to stage it, and, again, medieval theatre could go from incredibly complex to incredibly simple. So, again, dealer's choice. To cover the travel, Abraham again turns to the audience, and in two lines they have reached the place of sacrifice.
Our Lord, my heart breaketh on twain this child's words, they be so tender. Ah, Isaac, my son, anon, lay it down. No longer upon thy back it hold, for I must make me ready, bound, to honour my Lord God as I should.
But there's a problem. Isaac, who has presumably seen this kind of ritual before, goes from excitement at being involved to wondering why his dad is so sad, and then wonders where the sacrificial animal is. Dad?
Lo, my dear father, where it is. To cheer you alway I draw me near. But, father, I marvel sore of this. Why that ye make this heavy cheer? And also, father, evermore dread I. Where is your quick beast that ye should kill? Both fire and wood we have ready, but quick beast have we none on this hill. A quick beast, I wot well, must be dead, your sacrifice for to make.
Dread thee not, my child. I thee read. Our Lord will send me unto this dead place some manner of beast for to take through his sweet son.
Abraham's reply, lacking in detail and his creepy serial killer manner, alerts Isaac to danger. His body responds to the situation before his mind catches on. Dad drawing a sword for sacrifice suddenly isn't a good thing.
Ya, father, but my heart beginneth to quake to see that sharp sword in your hand. Why bear ye your sword drawn so? Of your countenance I have much wonder.
Oh, father of heaven, so I am woe. This child here breaketh my heart on sunder.
Abraham keeps calling on God. Whether Isaac hears all of these is debatable. But this situation is getting worse, Isaac more afraid.
Tell me, dear father, ere that ye cease, bear ye your sword, draw for me.
Isaac, sweet son, peace, peace, for who wist thou break my heart on three?
Now truly somewhat, father, ye think that ye mourns thus more and more.
Ah, Lord of heaven, thy grace let sink, for my heart was never half so sore.
I pray you, father, that ye will let me wit, whither shall I have any harm or no?
Iwis, sweet son, I may not tell thee yet. My heart is now so full of woe.
Abraham can't tell his son, but he can't not any longer. The moment has been prepared for, now for the first payoff.
Dear father, I pray you, hideth not from me, but some of your thought that ye tell on.
Isaac, Isaac. I must kill thee.
Kill me, father? Alas, what have I done? If I have trespassed against you aught with a yard, ye may make me full mild. and with your sharp sword kill me not, for it was father, I am but a child.
Bargaining. Isaac wants to know what he's done wrong. If he's done wrong, then how about a good thrashing? I mean, he's only a child. Abraham gives no answer except that he's got to do what he's doing. Isaac, a child, calls on his mother.
I am full sorry, son, thy blood for to spill. But truly, my child, I may not cheese.
Now I would to God my mother were here on this hill. She would kneel for me on both her knees to save my life. And sithen that my mother is not here, I pray you, father, change your cheer and kill me not with your knife.
This appeal does make Abraham give information. It's God's orders.
Forsooth, son. But if I thee kill it, I should grieve God right sore, I dread. It is his commandment, and also his will, that I should do this same deed. He commanded me, son, for certain, to make my sacrifice with thy blood.
And is it God's will that I should be slain?
Yea, truly, Isaac, my son, so good. And therefore my hands I wring.
Well, that's a blow. When God's against you, there's no winning. Isaac has no defence against that reason. In fact, to make the situation even worse, the dramatist makes him say, well, if God said so, you'd better not deny him then, father.
Now, father, against my lord's will, I will never grouch loud nor still. He might have sent me a better destiny if it had been his pleasure.
Forsooth, son, but if I did this deed, grievously displeased our lord will be.
Nay, nay, father, God forbid that ever ye should grieve him for me. Ye have other children, one or two, the which ye should love well, be kind. I pray you, father, make ye no woe, for be I once dead and fro you go, I shall be soon out of your mind. Therefore do our Lord's bidding, and when I am dead, then pray for me. But, good father, tell ye my mother nothing. Say that I am in another country dwelling.
You've other children, daddy. It'll be okay. The playwright twists the knife further, making Isaac ask his father to bless him.
Ah, Isaac, Isaac, blessed mote thou be. My heart beginneth strongly to rise, to see the blood of thy blessed body.
Father, sin it may be no otherwise, let it pass over as well as I. But, father, ere I go unto my death, I pray you bless me with your hand.
Now, Isaac, with all my breath, my blessing I give thee upon this land. And God's also thereto, who is... Isaac, Isaac, son, up thou stand, thy fair sweet mouth that I may kiss.
It's again very difficult to read this in modern terms outside of horror. Whilst the playwright and the audience would read this as a terrible, unavoidable situation, well, we're going to have these doubts. I mean, Abraham, there are voices in his head, he's kissing his child goodbye. It all feels quite abusive. And there's room to shift this scene to be read another way. Not that Isaac is actually acquiescing, but that he's deliberately trying to make his father feel worse and try to make him connect with his basic humanity so that he might survive. So, say goodbye to mother. Daddy, of course I will acquiesce. Of course God's right. Always say yes to the serial killer. Of course, that is not what was intended. That is almost certainly not what was intended. But again, we're alive now. How does this play for you listening now? But anyway, now for the blindfold.
Now farewell, my own father so fine, and greet well my mother in Erd. But I pray you, father, to hide mine eye, that I see not the stroke of your sharp sword, that my flesh shall defile.
Son, my words make me weep full sore. Now, my dear son Isaac, speak no more.
Stop talking to me. I can't think with you reminding me of feelings. Isaac twists that oh-so-twisty knife further. Daddy, make sure you make my death quick. Don't botch the job.
I, my own dear father, wherefore? We shall speak together here but a while, and sithen that I must needs be dead, yet, my dear father, to you I pray, smite but few strokes at my head, and make an end as soon as ye may, and tarry not too long.
By meek words, child, make me afray, so well away may be my song, except all only God's will. Ah, Isaac, mine own sweet child, yet kiss me again upon this hill. In all this ward is none so mild.
Another kiss, humanity versus inhumanity. Isaac asks now for Daddy to get on with it, but the playwright draws out the action further. Blindfold still has to be applied, and tied up must Isaac be.
Now truly, Father, all this tarrying, it doth my heart but harm. I pray you, Father, make an ending.
Come up, sweet son, into my arm. I must bind thy hands too, although thou be never so mild.
A mercy, Father, why should ye so do?
Thou shouldest not let me, my child.
Why tie me up, so you won't fight me? And Isaac lets forth all the reasons why he won't struggle, yet he is still quite sad.
Nay, it was, Father, I will not let you. Do on for me all your will, and on the purpose that ye have set you, for God's love, keep it forth still. I am full sorry this day to die, but yet I keep not my God to grieve. Do on your list for me hardily, my fair sweet Father, I give you leave. But, Father, I pray you evermore, tell ye my mother of this no deal. If she wast it, she would weep full sore. For, iwis, Father, she loveth me full will. God's blessing have mote she. Now farewell, my mother so sweet. We two be like no more to meet.
Isaac's son, thou makest me greet, and with thy words distemperst me.
Daddy cries as he ties up his son for sacrifice. Poor Daddy. Isaac comforts him.
Iwis, sweet father, I am sorry to grieve you. I cry you mercy of that I have done, and of all trespass that ever I did meave you. Now, dear father, forgive me ere ye have done. God of heaven be with me.
Enough, don't you see? Daddy doesn't have a choice. He'd die in your place if God let him.
Ah, dear child, leave off thy moans. In all thy life thou grieved me never once. Now, blessed be thou, body and bones, that thou were bred and born to me. Thou hast be to me, child, full good. But a wish, child, though I mourn never so fast, yet must I needs here at the last, in this place, shed all thy blood. Therefore, my dear son, here shall thou lie. Unto my work I must me stead. Iwis, I'd as lief myself to die, if God will be pleased with my dead, and mine own body for to offer.
A mercy, father, mourn ye no more. Your weeping make my heart sore, as my own death that I shall suffer.
Time for the blindfold now, and a last appeal not to fudge the death blow.
Your kirch, father, about my eyes ye wind.
So I shall, my sweetest child in earth.
Now yet, good father, have this in mind, and smite me not often with your sharp sword, but hastily, that it be sped.
Here Abraham laid a cloth over Isaac's face. As Abraham ties it, he says farewell to the child he is going to kill. Isaac keeps giving instructions.
Now farewell, my child so full of grace.
Hey, father, father, turn downward my face, for of your sword I am ever a dread.
Abraham refuses to not obey God. Isaac makes his last appeal and Abraham stands, sword ready to strike, talking himself into the act.
To do this deed, I am full sorry. But Lord, thine haste I will not withstand.
A Father of heaven, to thee I cry. Lord, receive me into thy hand.
Lo, now the time come, certain, that my sword in his neck shall bite. Ah, Lord, my heart riseth there again. I may not findeth in my heart to smite. My heart will now thereto. Yet fain I would work my Lord's will, but this young innocent lies so still. I may not findeth in my heart to kill. O Father of heaven, what shall I do?
And nothing. He doesn't strike. Isaac prompts him. The anticipation is killing him. Get on with it. Speaking in part for the audience. Stop drawing this out further.
Hey, mercy, Father, why tarry ye so and let me lie thus long on this heath? Now I would to God the stroke were due. Father, I pray you heartily short me of my woe and let me not look thus after my death.
Now, heart, why wouldest thou not break on three? Yet shall thou not make me to my God unmild. I will no longer let for thee, for that my God aggrieved would be. Now, hold the stroke, my own dear child!
And finally, he goes. He goes to kill his child, but luckily, as the audience would already know, the angel appears. Here, Abraham drew his stroke, and the angel took the sword in his hand suddenly. And the angel says, it's just a test, Abraham. We've got a sheep tied round back.
I am an angel. Thou mayest be blithe, that from heaven to thee is sent. Our Lord thanks thee an hundred scythe for the keeping of his commandment. He knoweth thy will and also thy heart, that thou dreadst him above all thing. And some of thy heaviness for to depart, a fair ram yonder I can bring. He standeth tied low among the briars. Now, Abraham, amend thy mood. For Isaac, thy young son that here is, this day shall not shed his blood. Go, make thy sacrifice with yon ram, for unto heaven I go now home. Now, farewell, blessed Abraham. The way is full gain that I mot gone. Take up thy son so free.
Our Lord, I thank thee of thy great grace. Now I am yethed in divers wise.
Now we know Isaac is saved, but Isaac doesn't hear any of the above. He's still waiting blindfold. So when Daddy tells him to get up, he's still awaiting the stroke of death.
Arise up, Isaac, my dear son. Arise, arise up, sweet child, and come to me.
Hey, mercy, Father, why smite ye not? Hey, smite on, Father, once with your knife.
Peace, my sweet son, and take no thought, for our Lord of heaven hath grant thy life by his angel now, that thou shalt not die this day, son, truly.
Hey, Father, full glad then were I. Iwis, Father, I say, Iwis, if this tale were true.
If this tale were true. Isaac didn't see the angel. In fact, we don't know when or if the angel has exited. It doesn't matter to Abraham, who's all embraces again, but the son is not so sure. Didn't you say God ordered the hit?
100 times, my son, fair of hue, for joy, thy mouth now will I kiss.
Hey, my dear Father Abraham, will not God be wroth that we do thus?
No, no, hardly, my sweet son, for he hath sent us yon same ram hither down to us,
Yon beast shall die here in thy stead, in the worship of our Lord alone. Go, fit him hither, my child, indeed.
Father, I will go head him by the head and bring yon beast with me anon.
So Isaac goes to get the ram, and he gets this little two-sheep monologue. He's mighty glad to see the sheep.
Hey, sheep, sheep, blessed mote thou be that ever thou wast sent down hither. Thou shall this day die for me in the worship of the Holy Trinity. Now come fast and go we together to my Father in high. Though thou be never so gentle and good, yet had I liefer thou sheddest thy blood, it was sheep than I. Lo, Father, I have brought here full smart this gentle sheep, and him you I give. But, Lord God, I thank thee with all my heart, for I am glad that I shall live and kiss once my dear mother.
Of course, the lamb and the sacrifice imagery is one of the ways the author links this story to the New Testament. So this bit is super important to the non-serial killer intention of the original dramatist. Now the father and son away day can get going again. They're lighting the fire, they're sacrificing the sheep, and there's still a tad bit of a trust gap.
Now, be right merry, my sweet child, for this quick beast that is so mild here I shall present before all other.
And I shall fast begin to blow, this fire shall bren a full good speed. But, father, while I stoop down low, ye will not kill me with thy sword, I trow?
No, hardly, sweet son. Have no dread. My mourning is past.
Yeah, but I would that sword were in a gled, for it was, father, it make me full ill aghast.
You won't kill me when I'm not looking, will you, Dad? Of course not. Isaac is now suffering mild sword-based PTSD, as he bloody should. Anyway, stage direction. Here Abraham made his offering, kneeling and saying thus.
Now, Lord God of heaven in Trinity, almighty God omnipotent, mine offering I make in the worship of thee, and with this quick beast I thee present. Lord, receive thou mine intent, as thou art God and ground of our gree.
And God answers and promises his lineage will be super fruitful. Lots of seed everywhere. It's, again, something I find in the modern age a bit creepy.
Abraham, Abraham, well mought thou speed. And Isaac, thy young son thee by. Truly, Abraham, for this deed I shall multiply your bother's seed as thick as stars be in the sky, both more and less, and as thick as gravel in the sea, so thick multiplied your seed shall be. This grant I you for your goodness. Of you shall come fruit great one, and ever be in bliss without end. For ye dread me as God alone, and keep my commandments every one. My blessings I give wheresoever ye wend.
Does Isaac hear God? Or is this, again, just in Daddy's head? Answers on a postcard. But anyway, son, how did the day go for you?
Lo, Isaac, my son, how thinketh ye by this work that we have wrought? Full glad and blithe may we be, against the will of gods, that we grouch not upon this fair heath.
Ay, father, I thank our Lord every dell that my wit served me so well, for to dread God more than my death.
And here's a bit of an attempt to retcon the action we've just had. Why, you weren't really afraid, were you, son?
Why, dear worthy son, without a dread? Hardly, child, tell me thy lore.
Yes, I was. I will never go back to that hill again unless you drag me.
Yah, by my faith, father, now have I read. I was never so afraid before as I have been at yon hill. But by my faith, father, I swear I will never more come there, but it be against my will.
Very good. Move on. Let's go home. Yeah, says Isaac. I so want to see my mum again. She doesn't try to murder me.
Yay. Come on with me, my own sweet son. And homeward fast now let us gone.
By my faith, father, thereto I un. I had never so good will to go home and to speak with my dear mother.
Ah, Lord of heaven, I thank thee. And now I may lead home with me Isaac, my young son, so free. The gentlest child above all other. Now, go we forth, my blessed son.
I grant, father, and let us gone, for by my troth, were I at home, I would never go out under that form. This may I well avow. I pray God give us grace evermore, and all those that we be holding to.
So there is some acknowledgement in the text that there are human responses to the orders of God, that this was traumatic and mostly traumatic to Isaac, who will not return to the sacrifice site and will be triggered by the sights of swords. The authors were not unaware that this material is really hard to accept. This is cruel stuff. And yes, it all comes out right in the end. But seriously, why? So the author gives us a reason, not just for the action of God, but also for why you, the audience, should be given this play to watch. Enter a doctor.
Lo, sovereigns and sirs, now have we showed this solemn story to great and small. It is good learning to learn it and lewd, and the wisest of us all, withouten any bearing. For this story, show it you here, how we should keep, to our par, God's commandments without grouching.
And the moral of the story is, obey God without grumbling, okay? Now, audience, imagine you were in the same situation.
True, ye sirs, and God sent an angel and commanded you your child to slain. By your truth, is there any of you that either would grouch or strive there again?
Would you really obey God, or would you waver? How strong is your faith? Hard stares at the audience, picking out three or four people, and those who may have done a bit of crying.
How think you now, sirs, thereby? I trow there be three, or four, or mo, and these women that weep so sorrowfully, when that their children die them fro, as nature will and kind.
An acknowledgement that you might feel pity, it's natural, but you must obey.
It is but folly, I may well avow, to grouch against God or to grieve you. For ye shall never see him mischieved, will I know, by land nor water have this in mind. And grouch not against our Lord God in wealth or woe, whether that he you send, though ye be never so hard bestead, for when he will, he may it amend.
Obey, and it'll all come out well in the end.
His commandments, truly, if ye keep with good heart, as this story hath now showed you before, and faithfully serve him while ye be caught, that ye may please God both even and morn. Now, Jesu, that weareth the crown of thorn, bring us all to heaven bliss.
Follow the commandments, for it's nowhere near as bad as what Abraham was asked to do. The play is an example of the thick end of the wedge of Christianity. Be glad, you weeping audience, that all you have to do is not covet your neighbour's ass. You have it easy. Abraham and Isaac, they had it hard. Which is an argument, I suppose. Despite the issues we may have with this interpretation, this is a powerful play. It's brilliantly executed. I didn't flag up every irony, every twist of the knife, because life is too short. But you get a sense of how this play grabs the audience, manipulates and tugs and twists the heartstrings, and sends the audience away with that bit of the old catharsis thing. It draws today, certainly in my mind, more to the horror film reading, where Abraham is hearing the voices and Isaac is trapped in an impossible situation. But that's just me. The original audience would, of course, be believing that Abraham is reacting to a situation that he cannot control and which he cannot resist. But you can interpret this as you please. As ever, if you have any thoughts about my brief breakdown of the text, or if you have any disagreements with my thoughts, and there's probably a few there that you might disagree with, or if I'm in plain error, let me know. I might re-edit based on your thoughts. Or not. And that's it from this spoiler episode. The full cast super deluxe edit will be coming anon. But till then, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and here's the plain text of the broom play of Abraham and Isaac, with Geir Madland as Abraham, Lee MacDonald as Isaac, Rob Meissen as God, and Pamela Flanagan as the angel and the doctor. Enjoy.
Father of heaven, omnipotent, with all my heart to thee I call. Thou hast given me both land and rent, and my life load thou hast me sent. I thank thee highly evermore of all. First of the earth thou madest Adam, and Eve also to be his wife. All other creatures of them too came. And now thou hast grant to me, Abraham, here in this land to lead my life. In my age thou hast granted me this, that this young child with me shall one. I love no thing so much, Iwis, except thine own self, dear father of bliss, as Isaac here, my own sweet son. I have divers children, Mo, the which I love not half so well. This fair, sweet child, he cheers me so in every place where that I go, that no disease here may I fell. Therefore, Father of heaven, I thee pray for his health and also for his grace. Now, Lord, keep him both night and day, that never no disease nor no fray come to my child in no place. Now come on, Isaac, my own sweet child. Go we home and take our rest.
Abraham, my father so mild, to follow you I am full pressed, both early and late.
Come on, sweet child. I love thee best of all the children that ever I begat.
Mine angel, fast hie thee thy way, and unto middle earth anon thou go. Abraham's heart now will I assay, whether that he be steadfast or no. Say I commanded him for to take Isaac, his young son, that he loved so well, and with his blood sacrifice he make, if any of my friendship he will fell. Show him the way unto the hill, where that his sacrifice shall be. I shall assay now his good will, whether he loveth better his child or me. All men shall take example him be. My commandments, how they shall fulfill.
Now, Father of heaven, that formed all thing, my prayers I make to thee again. For this day my tender offering here must I give to thee, certain. Ah, Lord God, almighty King, what manner beast will make thee most fain? If I had thereof very knowing, it should be done with all my main full soon and on. To do thy pleasing on an hill, verily it is my will, dear Father, God alone.
Abraham! Abraham! Will thou rest? Our Lord commanded thee for to take Isaac, thy young son that thou lovest best, and with his blood sacrifice that thou make. Into the land of Vizion thou go, and offer thy child unto thy Lord. I shall thee lead, and show also unto God's hest. Abraham, accord, and follow me upon this green.
Welcome to me be my Lord's son, and his hest I will not withstand. Yet Isaac, my young son in land, a full dear child to me hath been. I had liefer if God had be pleased, for to have forbore all the good that I have, than Isaac, my son, should be deceased. So God in heaven, my soul mote save. I loved never thing so much in earth, and now I must the child go kill. Oh, Lord God, my conscience is strongly stirred. And yet, my dear Lord, I am sore afeard to grouch anything against your will. I love my child as my life. Yet I love my God much more. Though my heart would make any strife, yet will I not spare for child nor wife, but do after my Lord's law. Though I love my son never so well, yet smite off his head soon I shall. Ah, Father of Heaven, to thee I kneel, and hard death my son shall fell, for to honour thee, Lord, withal.
Abraham, Abraham, this is well said, and all these commandments look that thou save, but in thy heart be nothing dismayed.
Nay, nay, forsooth, I hold me well paid, to please my God with the best that I have. Though my heart be heavily set to see the blood of my own dear son, yet for all this I will not let, but Isaac, my son, I will go fet, and come as fast as ever we can.
Now, Isaac, my own son dear, where art thou, child? Speak to me.
My fair sweet father, I am here, and make my prayers to the Trinity.
Rise up, my child, and fast come hither, my gentle bairn that art so wise, for we two, child, must go together and unto my Lord make sacrifice.
I am full ready, my father, lo! Even at your hands I stand right here, and whatsoever ye bid me do, it shall be done with glad cheer, full well and fine.
Ah, Isaac, my own son so dear, God's blessing I give thee and mine. Hold this faggot upon thy back, and here myself shall fire bring.
Father, all this here will I pack. I am full fain to do your bidding.
Ah, Lord of Heaven, my hands I wring. This child's words all to wound my heart.
Now, Isaac's son, go we our way unto yon mount with all our main.
Go we, my dear father, as fast as I may. To follow you I am full fain, although I be slender.
Ah, Lord, my heart breaketh on twain. This child's words, they be so tender. Ah, Isaac, my son, anon, lay it down. No longer upon thy back it hold, for I must make me ready bound to honour my Lord God as I should.
Lo, my dear father, where it is. To cheer you alway I draw me near. But, father, I marvel sore of this. Why that ye make this heavy cheer? And also, father, evermore dread I. Where is your quick beast that ye should kill? Both fire and wood we have ready, but quick beast have we none on this hill. A quick beast, I wot well, must be dead, your sacrifice for to make.
Dread thee not, my child. I thee read. Our Lord will send me unto this dead place some manner of beast for to take through his sweet son.
Ya, father, but my heart beginneth to quake to see that sharp sword in your hand. Why bear ye your sword drawn so? Of your countenance I have much wonder.
Oh, Father of Heaven, so I am woe. This child here breaketh my heart on sunder.
Tell me, dear father, ere that ye cease, bear ye your sword draw for me?
Oh, Isaac, sweet son, peace, peace, for it wist thou break my heart on three.
Now truly somewhat, father, ye think that ye mourns thus more and more.
Our Lord of Heaven, thy grace let sink, for my heart was never half so sore.
I pray you, father, that ye will let me wit, whither shall I have any harm or no?
Iwis, sweet son, I may not tell thee yet, my heart is now so full of woe.
Dear father, I pray you, hideth not from me, but some of your thought that ye tell on.
Isaac, Isaac, I must kill thee.
Kill me, father? Alas, what have I done? If I have trespassed against you aught with a yard, ye may make me full mild. And with your sharp sword kill me not, for it was, father, I am but a child.
I am full sorry, son, thy blood for to spill. But truly, my child, I may not cheese.
Now I would to God my mother were here on this hill. She would kneel for me on both her knees to save my life. And sithen that my mother is not here, I pray you, father, change your cheer and kill me not with your knife.
Forsooth, son. But if I thee kill it, I should grieve God right sore, I dread. It is his commandment, and also his will, that I should do this same deed. He commanded me, son, for certain, to make my sacrifice with thy blood.
And is it God's will that I should be slain?
Yea, truly, Isaac, my son, so good. And therefore my hands I wring.
Now, father, against my lord's will, I will never grouch loud nor still. He might have sent me a better destiny if it had been his pleasure.
Forsooth, son, but if I did this deed, grievously displeased our Lord will be.
Nay, nay, father, God forbid that ever ye should grieve him for me. Ye have other children, one or two, the which ye should love well, be kind. I pray you, father, make ye no woe. For be I once dead and fro you go, I shall be soon out of your mind. Therefore do our Lord's bidding, and when I am dead, then pray for me. But, good father, tell ye my mother nothing. Say that I am in another country dwelling.
Isaac, Isaac, blessed mote thou be. My heart beginneth strongly to rise, to see the blood of thy blessed body.
Father, sin it may be no otherwise, let it pass over as well as I. But, father, ere I go unto my death, I pray you bless me with your hand.
Now, Isaac, with all my breath, my blessing I give thee upon this land, and God's also thereto, who is. Isaac, Isaac, son, up thou stand, thy fair sweet mouth that I may kiss.
Now farewell, my own father so fine, and greet well my mother in Erd. But I pray you, father, to hide mine eye, that I see not the stroke of your sharp sword, that my flesh shall defile.
Son, my words make me weep full sore. Now, my dear son Isaac, speak no more.
I, my own dear father, wherefore? We shall speak together here but a while, and sithen that I must needs be dead, yet, my dear father, to you I pray, Smite but few strokes at my head, and make an end as soon as ye may, and tarry not too long.
By meek words, child, make me affray, so well away may be my song. Accept all only God's will. Ah, Isaac, mine own sweet child, yet kiss me again upon this hill. In all this ward is none so mild.
Now truly, father, all this tarrying, it doth my heart but harm. I pray you, father, make an ending.
Come up, sweet son, into my arm. I must bind thy hands too, although thou be never so mild.
A mercy, father, why should ye so do?
Thou shouldest not let me, my child.
Nay, it was, father, I will not let you. Do on for me all your will, and on the purpose that ye have set you, for God's love, keep it forth still. I am full sorry this day to die, but yet I keep not my God to grieve. Do on your list for me hardily, my fair sweet father, I give you leave. But, father, I pray you evermore, tell ye my mother of this no deal. If she wast it, she would weep full sore. For, iwis, father, she loveth me full will. God's blessing have mote she. Now farewell, my mother so sweet. We two be like no more to meet.
Isaac's son, thou makest me greet, and with thy words distemperst me.
Iwis, sweet father, I am sorry to grieve you. I cry you mercy of that I have done, and of all trespass that ever I did meave you. Now, dear father, forgive me ere ye have done. God of heaven be with me.
Ah, dear child, leave off thy moans. In all thy life thou grieved me never once. Now, blessed be thou, body and bones, that thou wert bred and born to me. Thou hast been to me, child, full good. But it was, child, though I mourn never so fast, yet must I needs here at the last, in this place, shed all thy blood. Therefore, my dear son, here shall thou lie. Unto my work I must me stead. Iwis, I'd as lief myself to die, if God will be pleased with my dead, and mine own body for to offer.
A mercy, father, mourn ye no more. Your weeping make my heart sore, as my own death that I shall suffer. Your kerch, father, about my eyes ye wind.
So I shall, my sweetest child inert.
Now yet, good father, have this in mind, and smite me not often with your sharp sword, but hastily, that it be sped.
Now farewell, my child so full of grace.
Hey, father! Father, turn downward my face, for of your sword I am ever adread.
To do this deed I am full sorry. But, Lord, thine haste I will not withstand.
A father of heaven, to thee I cry. Lord, receive me into thy hand.
Lo, now the time come, certain, that my sword in his neck shall bite. Ah, Lord, my heart riseth there again. I may not findeth in my heart to smite. My heart will now thereto. Yet fain I would work my Lord's will, but this young innocent lies so still. I may not findeth in my heart to kill. O Father of heaven, what shall I do?
Mercy, father, why tarry ye so, and let me lie thus long on this heath? Now I would to God the stroke were due. Father, I pray you heartily, short me of my woe, and let me not look thus after my death.
Now, heart, why wouldest thou not break on three? Yet shalt thou not make me to my God unmiled. I will no longer let for thee, for that my God aggrieved would be. Now, hold the stroke, my own dear child!
I am an angel. Thou mayest be blithe, that from heaven to thee is sent. Our Lord thanks thee an hundred scythe for the keeping of his commandment. He knoweth thy will, and also thy heart, that thou dreadst him above all thing, and some of thy heaviness for to depart, a fair ram yonder I can bring. He standeth tied, low among the briars. Now, Abraham, amend thy mood, for Isaac, thy young son that here is, this day shall not shed his blood. Go, make thy sacrifice with yon ram, for unto heaven I go now home. Now, farewell, blessed Abraham. The way is full gain that I mot gone. Take up thy son so free.
Our Lord, I thank thee of thy great grace. Now I am yethed in divers wise. Arise up, Isaac, my dear son. Arise, arise up, sweet child, and come to me.
Ay, mercy, father, why smite ye not? Ay, smite on, father, once with your knife.
Peace, my sweet son, and take no thought, for our Lord of heaven hath grant thy life by his angel now, that thou shalt not die this day, son, truly.
Ay, father, full glad then were I. Iwis, father, I say, iwis, if this tale were true.
100 times, my son, fair of hue, for joy, thy mouth now will I kiss.
Ay, my dear father Abraham, will not God be wroth that we do thus?
No, no, hardly, my sweet son. For he hath sent us yon same ram hither down to us. Yon beast shall die here in thy stead, in the worship of our Lord alone. Go, fit him hither, my child, indeed.
Father, I will go hent him by the head and bring yon beast with me anon. Ay, sheep, sheep, blessed mote thou be that ever thou wast sent down hither. Thou shalt this day die for me in the worship of the Holy Trinity. Now come fast and go we together to my Father in high. Though thou be never so gentle and good, yet had I liefer thou sheddest thy blood, it was sheep than I. Lo, father, I have brought here full smart this gentle sheep and him you I give. But, Lord God, I thank thee with all my heart, for I am glad that I shall live and kiss once my dear mother.
Now, be right merry, my sweet child, for this quick beast that is so mild here I shall present before all other.
And I shall fast begin to blow, this fire shall bren a full good speed. But, father, while I stoop down low, ye will not kill me with thy sword, I trow?
No, hardly, sweet son. Have no dread. My mourning is past.
Yeah, but I would that sword were in a gled, for it was, father, it make me full ill aghast.
Now, Lord God of heaven in Trinity, almighty God omnipotent, mine offering I make in the worship of thee, and with this quick beast I thee present. Lord, receive thou mine intent, as thou art God and ground of our gree.
Abraham, Abraham, well mot thou speed, and Isaac, thy young son thee by. Truly, Abraham, for this deed I shall multiply your bother's seed as thick as stars be in the sky, both more and less, and as thick as gravel in the sea, so thick multiplied your seed shall be. This grant I you for your goodness. Of you shall come fruit great one, and ever be in bliss without end. For ye dread me as God alone, and keep my commandments every one. My blessings I give wheresoever ye wend.
Lo, Isaac, my son, how thinketh ye by this work that we have wrought? Full glad and blithe may we be, against the will of gods, that we grouch not upon this fair heath.
Ay, father, I thank our Lord every dell that my wit serve me so well for to dread God more than my death.
Why, dear worthy son, were thou a dread? Hardly, child, tell me thy lore.
Ya, by my faith, father, now have I read, I was never so afraid before as I have been at yon hill. But by my faith, father, I swear I will never more come there, but it be against my will.
Yea, come on with me, my own sweet son, and homeward fast now let us gone.
By my faith, father, thereto I un. I had never so good will to go home and to speak with my dear mother.
Ah, Lord of heaven, I thank thee. For now I may lead home with me Isaac, my young son, so free. The gentlest child above all other. Now, go we forth, my blessed son.
I grant, father, and let us gone, for by my troth, were I at home, I would never go out under that form. This may I well avow. I pray God give us grace evermore, and all those that we be holding to.
Lo, sovereigns and sirs, now have we showed this solemn story to great and small. It is good learning to learn it and lewd, and the wisest of us all, withouten any bearing. For this story, show it you here, how we should keep, to our par, God's commandments without grouching. True, ye sirs, and God sent an angel, and commanded you your child to slain. By your truth, is there any of you that either would grouch or strive there again? How think you now, sirs, thereby? I trow there be three, or four, or mo, and these women that weep so sorrowfully, when that their children die them from, as nature will and kind. It is but folly, I may well avow, to grouch against God or to grieve you, for ye shall never see him mischieved, will I know, by land nor water have this in mind. And grouch not against our Lord God in wealth or woe, whether that he you send, though ye be never so hard bestead, for when he will, he may it amend. His commandments truly, if ye keep with good heart, as this story hath now showed you before, and faithfully serve him while ye be caught, that ye may please God both even and morn. Now, Jesu, that weareth the crown of thorn, bring us all to heaven bliss.
And that was our plain text recording, and that's it for now till the full cast audio edit. The Beyond podcast is produced by Robert Crichton. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram at Beyond Shakes. Visit our website at beyondshakespeare.org or support our work by becoming a patron at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare.